Okay. Well, today is August 8th, 2009, and trying for my second audio blog. So, the main thing that I learned yesterday that it is a lot easier to put anything on the internet except for audio files. No matter what format of audio file, the web doesn't like storing them. I guess because people try to put up, illegal downloads of MP3s and files like that, so it made it harder. But it's a lot easier to put a video online on the internet. So, after finding all that out, what I ended up doing was converting this blog, this audio podcast, I guess you can call it that, I converted it to a video using Windows Movie Maker, adding a little picture on top of it, which you see as a splash screen while I'm talking. So, not that much effort to do it, but once the video is made, then it can go up on YouTube, Facebook, or anything else. But it's a lot easier to put a video online except for, or other than, an audio file. So, just doing it that way. Which means that I have to keep all these comments less than 10 minutes, which is good because you're probably not going to listen more than that amount of time anyway. So, today was a good day. With my classes, everything's going back into sync. Before the holidays, usually kind of rough for me because my classes are out of sync the way I'm teaching them. Once the Labor Day holiday is over, now I'm into a routine, into a schedule. So it makes it a little bit easier for me to teach my classes. Classes went well. I have one class that I have a lot of students that have a lot of energy and want to do everything else except for what we're doing in the class. So classroom management is something that I'm always learning how to do. I'll probably never master, but still working on it. Have some students that seem very appreciative, and I like that, and it's a good thing. I have one student in one of my classes that cannot understand how I can be so patient with her. She's just keeps going on and on that no one else is patient with her. Her other instructors aren't patient. She just cannot understand how I can be patient. And I'm basically letting her know that it's not about me. And I just really boil it down to say that God has been so patient with me. How can I not be patient with those that are around me? So for me, being a person that is a follower of Christ, a lover of Christ, and wants to worship Him in everything that I do, I want to show what He wants me to show off to those that are around me. So just trying to let that fruit come out in me, and that fruit is called self-control. And so patience, self-control, pretty much the same thing. And so how can I do it? It's not me. It's definitely the Holy Spirit in me that's demonstrating that that fruit, that part of that fruit called self-control. So I thank God every time that she mentions it, because I know it's not about me. It's not about me being patient. It's about me showing Christ to those that are around me, which is always my goal, the main thing that I want to do. I want to show patience. I want to show every part of the fruit of the fruit of the Spirit as listed in Scripture, because I want them to see the light of Christ in me. I don't want them to see me. I want them to see Christ in me. And it brings up good conversation that you can talk to people, encourage people, mostly encourage people in Christ when you're showing Christ to others. When they see that and can't understand that, you can talk to them about Christ and talk to them about having that relationship with Christ, which is the most important thing, because that's my ultimate boss anyway, is the Lord and everything that I do. And He's kind of a boss that watches you with everything that you do. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, lightning strikes down if you're doing wrong, but when you know that God, who is an omnipresent God, who's everywhere at all times, knows every my thoughts, my actions, my deeds, it is a motivation to want to do the things that He would have me do in the way that He would have me do them. So that's generally my goal, and my goal is to worship Christ in my actions and what I do. Because worship is not just those things that you do right before service on a Sunday. But worship is a lifestyle. It is what we do in our life. It's how we show that we love Jesus. It's how we show that we have that relationship with Him in everything that we do. So, I guess that's about it. I was going to go to a friend's Bible study on tonight, but have a lot of things I need to grade today to be caught up, or not real.